Well, this year is already shaping up as a good year for local drama, and the next few weeks are no exception. As a new murder mystery series coming to Channel 10, and on ABC One, there's Janet King, a spin-off of the legal drama Crownies.
Nice to be on the same team at last. Owen Mitchell.
Janet King.
Sally Blakely was diagnosed a year ago. Esophageal cancer, aggressive. Just after 7 p.m, she started looking in a lot of pain, according to him. And within 10 minutes, he'd given her 3 injections.
Put aside who Blakely is for a moment, and let's relook at the facts and the circumstances. An immediate custodial sentence in the upper range of 8 to 10 years is the minimum that should be considered.
To hell with teamwork and natural justice. I don't want her on any of our cases ever again.
Will the kids still love me when they know what I do? Why would you worry about that? Because I want them to grow up learning about tolerance, forgiveness, acceptance.
I'd tread very carefully if I were you.
I'm not going anywhere.
Whoa, Marta Dusseldorp in full flight. Our TV critic David Knox has had a look at that, and also at the Channel 10's new murder mystery series, Secrets and Lies. David, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Crownies started off a bit slowly. We've talked about it in the past, didn't get rave reviews, but it grew. The writers are spinning off, back to the drawing board. Janet King sounds pretty good there.
Yes, look, it's pretty rare that television executives, of course, don't like to throw bad money after good. So it's very rare that everyone decides to revisit something that was perceived, as you say, at least from the beginning, as a failure. I think I agree. There were certainly some attributes in Crownies for those who stuck with it, but it did get off to that shaky start with those oversexed prosecutors having those soapy storylines in the middle of the cases. But that's all gone now. The show has
now it's
a much
a serious legal drama, right?
Well, it is, yes. It has a much clearer focus, and it is much darker with a more mature tone. I think Crownies was probably trying to get in a younger audience, so they've put that to one side, thank goodness. So we now have Marta Dusseldorp, who, of course, much more of the audience are familiar with her because of A Place to Call Home, so that's going to help as well. There's also, Fran, no case of the week anymore, so it's one big narrative arc across the series that is going to twist and turn as the story unfolds. And in some ways, this is also a bit of a political thriller as well.
And why did they decide, do we know why they decided to focus in on Janet King, on Marta Dusseldorp's character?
Well, apart from that fact that she's so wonderful as a performer.
I'm guessing that's not the only reason, was it?
Well, no, I mean, most of the cast are back, not all of them are back, but I think having someone to spearhead the series, to get behind as a character, helps the audience as an entry point rather than trying to grasp a big ensemble. I've got to say, she is razor sharp here as the Crown prosecutor, having the various dilemmas. She also, of course, shows a vulnerable side as well. And I've got to say, I can't think of any other local show on air right now where the lead character is also a same-sex parent. So that's good to see. We kick off with John Howard, the actor, playing an assistant commissioner of police who injects his wife in an assisted suicide. So that opens up all sorts of moral questions. You'll see Vince Colosimo coming in as a chief superintendent. I think if you like shows like Silk, maybe even Damages, it's not quite as good as that, of course, this is really good. Well, the Phoenix rising from the Crownies' ashes, Fran.
Damages, you got me in. Channel 10, they've got a new murder mystery called Secrets and Lies. Is it any good?
This is good. We are very spoiled for choice now with local dramas. This is a 6-part whodunit about a man who discovers the body of a 4-year-old boy in bushland near his home, and then he becomes the prime suspect as the media is camped outside his house. He begins to wonder about every little thing he does, what people are going to read into that. Stars Martin Henderson. You will also see Anthony Hayes as the stony-faced detective. And, Fran, this is set in Brisbane. Now, we rarely see Brisbane as a backdrop for local dramas. It's always Sydney and Melbourne. So you're going to see the big Queenslander houses. You'll feel the stifling heat. This is very good. 6-part starts on Monday, up against Love Child. That won't be easy.
Okay. And just briefly, your picks of the week, I'm assuming Janet King and Secrets and Lies are amongst them. What else?
Yes. Also, The Good Wife is back, Fran. Returns tomorrow night on Channel 10 with not one but 2 episodes, introducing Melissa George as a recurring character this season. On Sunday night, SBS 2 has a 90 20-minute highlight special of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Can you believe it has been 12 years since that has been on free-to-air television? So Tom Ballard will host that on SBS2. And it is that time of year, Fran. Oscars Monday, 9 screens this live around the country, hosted by Ellen DeGeneres. That's 12:30 Sydney time, live in every state.
Yep.
So can Kate Blanchett take it away again? Who knows?
Well, can she? We'll find out soon enough. Ellen, will she be a hit? It's a tough gig, that one. Okay, David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.